I've sent the following wire to President Truman. My heartiest congratulations to you on your election.
I'm aware of my blackness, but I don't go around and look and see whether I'm different than someone else.
Fail a lot quickly, and then eventually you'll succeed.
I worry that the person who thought up Muzak may be thinking up something else.
We are in the midst of the holiday season, and with that in mind, we've asked our partners at the Michigan History Center to find something that combines Michigan history with the holidays. So, State Archivist Mark Harvey, what'd you find for us?
Cynthia, we looked around, we looked high and low, and there's a lot of Christmas sad stories that we found, and we didn't want to do that. So then we remembered there is a very special school in Midland, Michigan, the Charles W. Howard Santa School, the longest operating Santa school. And the school's mission actually is a quote by its founder, Mr. Howard. It says, "He errs who thinks Santa enters through the chimney. Santa enters through the heart." We thought, well, since you put us to the task, who better to bring us the details of the school than the dean, the current dean of the school, Tom Valent.
Well, Tom Valent, welcome. It's so good to have you on Stateside.
Thanks for having me. This is a pleasure.
I have to ask, Tom, how did a guy who's made his living and his career as a civil engineer wind up running Michigan's famed Santa School?
Well, I didn't plan on it. It just happens that when you portray the image of Santa, it's a privilege, and it's an honor, and it's a wonderful thing. And it's basically making people happy and enjoy the spirit of Christmas, the spirit of Santa Claus. And when you make folks happy, you know how it is. They let you know how good they feel. So it's just a good feeling that grows.
And how did you come to be a part of this school?
I had always gone to the school. This is my 42nd year of going to the school. I started in 1976 and then 1986. The second dean of the school passed it on to myself and my lovely wife, Holly.
Wow. Now, I have heard this school, the Charles W. Howard Santa Claus School, called the Harvard of Santa Schools. So, Tom, why do you think your Santa School has this strong international reputation?
I think it's because we teach the spirit of Christmas, the spirit of Santa Claus. We don't really get into the business of being Santa Claus. However, we do have some business class. And we are set up as a nonprofit organization, and we do a little business that way. But we grow their Santa spirit. We can't teach anyone how to be Santa in 40 hours, but we can get their Santa spirit growing and make it grow throughout the year.
How do you define Santa spirit?
Love and giving. If someone was to ask me when I'm portraying that image, am I the real Santa? I would say, I'm the spirit of Christmas. I stand for love and giving. And that sums it up right there.
Where have your students come from, Tom?
Oh, all over the world, I'm going to tell you. We had students this year from Australia. We had two from Denmark, two from Norway, probably around 20 from Canada, and all over the United States, every state.
And men as well as women come to the school, correct?
Yes. There's more women coming each year. They either find it really enjoyable to be with their Santa, their husband, or some women go out on their own as Mrs. Claus.
Okay, so they're training to be Mrs. Claus. Mark, tell us a little more about the history and the founder of this school. Who was Charles W. Howard?
He was a native New Yorker. He was born in Albion, New York, and it's reported he first portrayed Santa in the fourth grade. And was hooked, and he kept doing it, and his renown grew because clearly he had that Christmas spirit to the point where, well, a couple very interesting things. One, he was the Macy's Christmas Parade Santa Claus from 1948 through 65. So if you ever watched that parade, that was Charles W. Howard portraying Santa from 1948 to 65.
I suspect that is probably like the ultimate gig.
That has to be. And in 1937, because he was so renowned for this, and this is prior to becoming the Macy's Parade Santa, a journalist suggested he start a school. And he did that right in his own home. He started the first Santa classes in his own house. It became popular, and then he grew and built the Christmas park next door to his residence and held the classes there. And he passed in 1966, and that's when the school moved to Midland, Michigan.
So, Tom, how many hours of classes do folks come and take in Midland with you?
Each year there's 40 hours of class in 3 days. There's 40 hours in the 3 days. We start early in the morning and we go till late at night. All those Santas are just really tired. We cover a lot. We cover the history of Santa. We cover the legends. We let them be comfortable singing in the group. We show them a little sign language. They actually have flight lessons, so they know what it feels like to really fly the sleigh and reindeer. We have a real animated reindeer sleigh and reindeer. We have real reindeer also.
So they get a little reindeer training.
They do. I like to look at it as you have to understand 90% of who Santa is in order to portray that image. And the more you know, the more you know about the North Pole, the legends, and all that. It really, really all comes together.
I want to know if you serve cookies and milk during class.
Yes, Mark, we do. I got to say that, and I do it kind of like that. We also have health class, though, too, so we tell them not to eat all that cookies and milk, even though we feed them that just to keep them happy and jolly. Keeping Santa healthy is important, too.
Tom, what do you think the biggest misconceptions people have about representing Santa?
You know, maybe they might think this portraying the image of Santa is like hard work, which it is. Or maybe talking to five-year-olds doesn't sound too exciting, you know. But it's really exciting. I mean, five-year-olds have no boundaries. They'll talk about everything. They'll let you know everything. And that's the most creative age there is. The misconceptions, you know, do they pull your beard? Do they, stuff like that. That doesn't happen.
What is the biggest secret to being an effective representative of Mr. Claus?
Yeah, the most important thing is to really feel that character and talk to the whole family. Don't just talk to the little five-year-olds. You talk to a family at a time, it'll flow. And you have to read the crowd. And I say read the crowd, I mean you have to read each family. Everybody's different. And when you're feeling that character and you're talking to these folks, you know, you might have only 2 minutes to talk to this family. It's surprising what will come out. The parents are more excited about seeing Santa than the kids. The kids are learning about Santa. The parents are the ones that are excited.
Well, I think parents can so relate to thinking back to when they were that five-year-old, and it's easy to put yourself right in that place again. What is a perfect moment of being Santa-like? How does it feel?
It feels really good. It feels really good. Like, you know, you talk to a little 12-year-old who's on the verge, and he walks away and he just stands back and he stares at you for a few minutes while his brother's up there. Then he points directly at you and he says, "That's the real one. That's the real one." You know, that's what makes you feel good. Not that I'm trying to be the real one, but I just want to do a great job because you just mentioned it, Cindy. They remember it for a lifetime, that Santa visit.
Yeah, they really do. Mark Harvey, thank you for finding this wonderful story of the Charles W. Howard Santa Claus School in Midland, the longest continuously running school of its sort in the entire world, and it's right here in Michigan. And Tom Valente and his wife Holly are the deans of the Santa Claus School in Midland. Mark Harvey and Tom Valente, have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas, and thank you so much for being a part of our Michigan history.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark and Cindy. Merry Christmas.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.